First, how would you cope if you were told that you had just 1 year to live? What would you do? Fast cars, wild women, hedonism to the last, perhaps? Well, in his new novel, Don Don, Nick Tosig explores the difficult issues raised by illness and death, creating two quite different characters, both facing this ultimately universal experience. One of them is an American playboy, a millionaire, the other a Buddhist monk. Nick, why did you choose to tackle the subject of death in this way?
I think it was the interest just actually in having two completely different men. One of the men is a American millionaire, and he's, I suppose, more the kind of character that, that perhaps us in the UK and in America can relate to more. He's sort of, you know, strived very hard all his life. He's worked very hard. He's made a lot of money. The other character is a Thai Buddhist monk who's led the opposite life. He's sort of led a life of contemplation and reflection. And it's really about the fact that, I suppose, whatever kind of human being you are, death is, you know, we all sort of confront it in the same way. It's difficult, full stop, even if actually, obviously, Buddhists, they spend many hours and many years contemplating death, but it's still a very hard thing for all of us to sort of come to terms with.
You submerged yourself in two very different cultures. You spent time holed up in a grotty hotel in New York, and then on silent retreat, meditating for 12 hours a day. I mean, you go to extraordinary lengths to research your books.
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly method, actually. It is quite a nice way to do it, actually. And I think that sometimes you do have to really kind of immerse yourself in the characters. So, yeah, I mean, I do actually really enjoy that part of it. It's a privilege, really, to kind of, I suppose, to lead your characters' lives and kind of connect with them.
Why did you choose a monk and a playboy millionaire as your main characters?
I think actually just it's really opposites. I think that the, I suppose, drama is often easier when you're dealing with contrasts and really stark contrasts. And I thought that actually to have two men that on the face of it are very, very different, but actually by the end they've almost merged into one. But I suppose, yeah, it was just about dealing with the extremes and how these two men interact and become friends ultimately.
And at the same hour, in the same moment, each man finds out that he has less than a year to live. So are there responses typical of most people, I wonder? I mean, is there a typical response, would you say, to finding out that your death is going to be imminent?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's... thankfully, actually, I've never actually confronted him. Actually, my father was very ill about 5 years ago. Actually, he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. And, there's a whole sort of range of emotions that he went through. But I think probably regret and panic is a big one in terms of, I suppose, we all tend to doubt the life we've led.
But we tend to believe we're immortal, don't we?
We do, yeah. And actually the American guy thinks he's completely immortal and his whole life has been lived that way. But I think that it's curious that even the monks that I spoke to in Thailand, you know, they said that despite the Buddhist idea of living in the moment and that death can come at any time, etc., etc., you can't really prepare for it. I mean, actually, I suppose when it's actually made a reality, and it makes you realize how difficult it is for terminally ill people, the fact that actually they do know that they have just a certain amount of time left, and I suppose it's a question of what you do with that time.
It's the last great taboo, death, isn't it? I mean, it comes to all of us eventually, but we're always horrified when we're given news of our death, if that's the circumstance.
Yes, I mean, and that's a kind of contradiction, isn't it, to the extent that it's the only one certainty in life. I mean, I suppose the only thing we know is that we are going to die. And I don't think, what I've tried to do in this book is not make that a morbid thing. I mean, I think that actually, I don't necessarily know if I believe in an afterlife, but I do think that there's a certain beauty in the human condition and that actually we're born and then we ultimately die, and it shouldn't be a taboo, but as you say, I think it is.
Your characters almost swap roles, don't they? I mean, why did you do that? Do we need to find some deeper meaning just in case we've missed out on something else we perhaps should have done?
I think we do, yeah. I mean, I suppose there's that sense of ignorance is bliss, and I think that both of them, maybe, you know, the fact that the American millionaire suddenly thinks, my God, I need to try and reconcile myself with my family and my children before I die. Otherwise, my life it's been, in his eyes, a bad life. Whereas, you know, the other guy actually perhaps hasn't been bad enough. You know, he's kind of devoted his life to the service of others. And I think that maybe that's kind of the human condition where we are full of doubt. And I suppose there's that question of, I don't really know what the right life is, actually, but I think that when we're